In the book of Joshua, he also confessed, but his sin was not forgiven. Pharaoh also confessed, but his sin was not forgiven. King Saul also confessed, but his sin was not forgiven. Even Judah Iscariot, he also confessed, but his sin was not forgiven. Varieties of confessions are there in the Bible. All the confessions were not forgiven. No. They were paid for. We can see in the case of David, as our dear brother has been giving a clear explanation. He committed, but he confessed and given up. That's why at the end he became man after God's own heart. After going through so many failures, he was made humble. But all the faults or the sins that he committed, he openly confessed. That is the real confession. When we do have a real confession, then only God will forgive. Suppose we don't have real confession, our sins will not be forgiven. Please be careful about what I am telling. All our sins have been forgiven on the cross of Calvary once for all. Salvation is given to us by grace. After being born again, if you want to have relationship with God, then our lives must be clean. Please be careful. Fellowship will be lost, but relationship will not be lost. This point you have to keep it in your mind. See, father is there. He has got two sons. One son has become a thief. He is put behind the bars. Does he lose relationship of fatherhood? Does he lose relationship with father? Even though he is a thief, even though he is put behind the bars, there also it is written, son of so-and-so. He is a thief, yet he is written, son of so-and-so. But what is lost? Fellowship is lost, but not the relationship. Please be careful. సంబంధం పోదు కానీ సహవాసం పోతుంది. మీకు అర్థమైంది అనుకుంటా కదండి. ప్రాడిగల్ సన్ ఈస్ దేర్. ద రియల్ సన్, ది ఎల్డర్లీ సన్ వాస్ అట్ హోమ్, వేర్ ఎస్ ద ప్రాడిగల్ సన్ వాస్ వెరీ ఫార్ అవే. హీస్ కాల్డ్ సన్, బట్ హీ లాస్ట్ ద ఫెలోషిప్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫాదర్. వెన్ హీ కేమ్ విత్ రియల్ రిపెంటెన్స్, దెన్ హీ వాస్ ఆనర్డ్ డబ్లీ. Whereas the one who was at home, he was lost. But the one who was lost, he is restored. I think you are able to understand mine. So what I am telling you, if we want to have the real blessings of the Lord in the new year, we must have real confession. Real confession. And giving up. Then only God can bring us and to his close relationship and close fellowship. By grace God has given the salvation, it will not be lost if it is a real one. Now, after being born again, what we have to do? As we have sung this song, you know, every promise in the Bible is mine. Then why we have to pick up? Why we have to pick up? That is also a problem. Many people have come to me and then question me, brother, Bible is full of promises. Why you have to choose just like a lottery? Whether it is for the church, whether it is for the family, whether it is for personal. That depends upon your faith, your trust. I tell you one example. This is my personal conviction. I am not rubbing my thought upon you. In the pharmaceutical company, how many medicines are there? Pardon? Do you go and take all the medicines for some sickness like a fever? All medicines are there. Take. Whatever you want, you will take. You cannot take according to the sickness, according to the prescription of doctor, we will take the medicine. So by faith, according to your need, take the promise. That's all. It is not a must. If you trust and take, it will be fulfilled. That depends upon your trust. That is your faith. So, my dear ones, the promises have to be fulfilled. The first condition is, as our dear brother was telling the gospel, you must be born again. You must become the child of God first to have fellowship with God. That is very, very important. If your sins are not forgiven, if you don't have the assurance that your sins are forgiven, then at least now, before you go into the world, that is in that new year, start your walk with God first. That is, Jesus, I'm a born sinner. I cannot save myself by my own effort. By following good acts, good deeds, meritorious deeds. A leopard cannot change her spots because it is born like that. A buffalo cannot be changed. In our India, you find all buffaloes, how they are? Fair? Very black. Go and put it in the ocean for 6 months, rubbing with the coconut fiber. Does it become white, please? No. Same is the case. And you and I, even if we try any method, many people do say all are same only. In Telugu, people do say, please don't misunderstand. Nandiki nalukkalle, pandiki nalukkalle. A pig is also having four legs, as well as a cow is also having four legs. Both are same? No. So also, there is only one God who loved the sinners. Loved the sinners. He came to save, not to punish. Such a wonderful God came into this world, took all our punishment upon himself, shed his precious blood, died, buried, and rose up again. Our death is abolished by the death of Jesus and kept the salvation ready, ready-made, inviting all people. So, my dear brother, my dear sister, if you want to enjoy newly the blessings in the days to come, first let your fellowship or relationship be restored unto God. Just confess, as he said. Believe that Jesus paid the penalty. Accept him as your personal Lord and Savior. The blood of Jesus can cleanse you from all your unrighteousness just by faith. Just by faith. That is called born again life. Becoming a child of God. That authority God gives. Now we can claim all these promises. All the promises of the Bible are for us only. Why does God give promises? Why does God give promises? This must be known first. Next, how these promises are going to be fulfilled in our lives, we can see. Just a few minutes only. You see that, please? Why does God give promises? Second Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Loudly, please. Only for the children of God, these promises. Please. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Please keep it in your mind. These are not gold or silver or bank balance dollars. After all, that is nothing. Our promises are great, very, very precious. Now, I don't want to prolong my message. Just I'm giving you. We don't need your money or gold. This is secondary. First and foremost, you want have precious promises. These promises, you know, more than the whole world. I can tell you from my experience, this is not the time. Now, we are going to talk about the church promise, not individual promise. Individual promise also there, no? That you know, all these things. Very precious and great promises. Why did God give all these promises? By these promises, you should be partakers of His divine nature. Divine nature. The virtues of God must be formed in us. What we lost in the Garden of Eden must be restored. The glory departed in Eden must be restored. That is the most important thing. Manam ye mahimunu kolpoyamo aa mahimunu tirigi manamu pondali. Ye daiva sugunamulanu manam kolpoyamo aa daiva sugunamulanu tirigi manam pondali. That is the purpose of given these promises. Not for lottery. I know there are many people, they come for the sake of these promises on 31st and good, we invite you, we appreciate you for coming. So don't misunderstand, we also have come here, this fellow is telling lies. No, please. God has spoken to many, many, many people. I know that. Because time is very short, we have to close. I have been taking more of your time. Sorry for that. Why I am telling you, wonderful promises God has given. Why did He give? To be partakers of His divine, that is the one thing. How can we be the partakers of His divine nature? How can we be partakers of His divine nature? Next. First escape. First you have to be escaped from the corruption of this world, the lust of the world. From this first you must be escaped. When you escape from this corruption, from the dirt of this world, from the sin of this world, then you will be transformed unto His divine nature. Divine nature doesn't come just like that. First, this must be removed. What is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life? These three things must be eradicated, removed, washed, cleaned. Then only their nature will come. Otherwise, that nature won't come. No, simply you cannot have it. Many people can repeat and recite the verses. No. You can preach, I can preach. It's not a big issue. I used to have one lecturer in the college. Then what happened, he used to come for English. He's a master in Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained. Milton, pretty well. And he was really a master in that subject. That is, he did it in Venkateshwara University. after my being born again, I was going to the church, beginning of my days, that is 1971. Then I happened to meet one of my classmates, that is college mates, and then this lecturer also was there. Sir, you also accept Christ Jesus. Okay, all right. I know pretty well about the Bible. Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained, that is the second Bible, written by Milton. Okay, good sir, thank you. But have you accepted Christ Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? All are same only. Don't worry about it. Then can you tell me the difference between Old Testament and New Testament? He asked me. Why I am telling, you know, just by having the knowledge of the Bible doesn't mean that you are born again, you will go to heaven. No, 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 no. Brother Baxing used to say like this, you may be well versed with the Bible from Genesis up to Revelation without salvation. He used to say like this, you may be well versed with the Bible from Genesis up to Revelation without salvation. So you must have personal experience with the Lord Jesus. Jesus, I am a sinner. I cannot save myself. That's why you loved me, came into this world, paid the penalty on my behalf on the cross of Calvary, shed your precious blood, died, buried, and rose up again. I believe it. Lord, cleanse me with your precious, come into my heart. Finished. Otherwise, one sentence. Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. One sentence is enough. God will deal with you. Then only you will become the child of God. When you become the child of that experience, you must have. Then he said, you know, tell me the difference. I told him, Old Testament is completely stricken off by the New Testament, I said. Is it right or not? This is not Bible study, don't worry. Is it stricken off or not? How many of you can give? Anyhow, leave it. Then what he said, you know, don't say like that, he said. Yes, there is no necessity of following the Old Testament. We have to follow New Testament only through Christ's salvation, because I am a beginner, a naya beggar, a new beggar I am. Then he said, don't tell like that. Then what to say? New Testament is nothing but the fulfillment of the Old Testament, he said. Are you able to understand me? New Testament is the fulfillment of Old Testament. I was shocked. Are he knows Bible thoroughly, but he has not received Christ Jesus as his personal Lord and Savior. So also, you and I can do. So my dear brothers and sisters, do you have the assurance that your sins are forgiven? Then it is the beginning of Christian life. You are a child of God. We appreciate you. You will be having the assurance that your sins are forgiven. You will be having a blessed living hope about the future, that one day Jesus will come. If not, you die, you will meet him also. That assurance you must have. If you don't have that assurance, then mere following religion doesn't help us. So for such kind of God's children, these promises are great and precious. Why did he give these promises? To be partakers of his divine nature. How can we be his partakers of divine nature? Only when we escape what? The corruption of this world. That means our body is full of corruption. There are three kinds of sin. That is lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life, egoism. Pride, I. That is not seen outside, but only in deeds we can show.
I.
In so many ways. So these three things should be escaped. How can? Only one thought I will give, 4 or 5 reference, I'll close it, that's all. Jesus took our sin upon himself. He was made sin for us, and that sin was dealt on the cross. That's why he shed his precious blood. Now, we have to be partakers of his divine nature. If we want to be his partakers, then the sin which is in us must be driven out. What is the sin that we are having? Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, pride of, these three things must be removed. How it can be removed? How it can be removed? That's why the scripture says very clearly. Nowadays, many Christians are for prosperity gospel. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. Good. What blessings? Our blessings are not material. These are all byproduct, as our brother has been telling, and our pastor has been telling. You see, our brother Benji. So what he has been telling? Our blessings are spiritual, not material. Material blessings are nothing but product, as one of the brothers has been praying. They are only byproduct, that's all. The main product is different. So our real blessings are heavenly, spiritual, not material. 1:3, 1 of you read it quickly, please. Afterwards, you can see 3 or 4 verses and then close. So, my dear brothers and sisters, don't expect material blessings. God knows what we need. There is no necessity of asking the Lord also. I can tell you. If we go very deep into the scriptures, then we will understand. Adam never did ask for Eve. Did he ask? Please tell me. Did he ask for apples? Did he ask for tilapia fish? Koramatta? Did he ask for ulsulu pulsulu? He never did ask. Did he ask for light? Did he ask for gold? Did he ask for a tiger? Or pork? Or lamb? He never did ask. God knows what we need. The more we come closer to God, we will ask for souls, for the blessings of others, not for personal. First seek his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. You must have. Does a child ask mommy? Suppose a small child is there, 2 years or 1 year, something like that. You know, some rich people, you know, go on inserting food. Eat re. They put, taking spoon, you know. See, I was in some city. I don't want to tell that city. You see, mother is putting this diet, you know, with a spoon, full, this much spoon. Brother, even if I put also, she will eat only little. She doesn't open wide. That's why I am pushing inside. At least something will go. Just 1 week before only. Don't ask me the place. You are very anxious to know. I am not saying lie. Then she says, sister, put little by little. If I put with such a big spoon, she will eat little only, brother. I know it. And all right. Why do you say like that? Put her in that, what is that? Krabba? What is that? Huh? Where she sits? High chair, huh? High chair means that is different chair. Children. High chair only, yeah? Put one bowl,
put all the things there. If that baby is very hungry, she will eat, go on eating like anything. Otherwise, leave her. I said, no, 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 brother, she won't eat, brother. So pushing, pushing, pushing. Being a mother, knowing the need of the child, pushes so much. Does he not know how to give to us? I feel like that. How you understand, I don't know. I tell you, he knows when to give, how to give, how much to give. There is no necessity. Let us give preeminence unto God. Then God himself will provide wonderfully. Asking God is not wrong. But my asking is different. Your asking may be different. Why I'm telling you now? First, see his need. His need. Then he will meet our need automatically. There is no necessity of asking. See, you know, this cow, you know, before the cow begets a child, that is calf, milk will be there in the udder, isn't it? పొదుగులు నీవు పాలు ఉన్న తర్వాత దూడను కంటదా లేకపోతే దూడను కన్న తర్వాత ఈయన తర్వాత 4 నెలలకు వస్తాయా పాలు? ఎవరు చెప్పరే? పడన్ ఈవెన్ బిఫోర్ ఇట్ గివ్స్ బర్త్ టు ఏ బేబీ కాఫ్ మిల్క్ ఇస్తే వాట్ ఎ వండర్ఫుల్ After 5 days of creation, 6th day, Adam was created. He knows. So, my dear brothers, our blessings are spiritual. Spiritual. And second thing is, he knows when to give, how to give. But what is his desire from us? What is his expectation? His expectation is that the image of Jesus should be formed in us. We should be the partakers of his divine nature. So in order to have this, it should be, the old nature must be unloaded, you know. So first unload, next load. You know that word? Do you know this word or not? That is called discharge and charge. Charge and I told you number of times, I think. So what we have to do, if we want to charge, first it should be discharged. One brother says, brother, I am very hungry, brother. I am very hungry. Not angry? No. If it continues, means then it will be there only angry. So don't prolong, brother. Short and sweet, cut like that. All right, brother. When I am here for 6 months, I will do that. Only 6 days means I must get used to. That is the problem. Okay. Now, let us see. What is that? How the old nature is being unloaded. How can it be unloaded? Lord, remove my dirt. Remove my dirt. Lord, remove my dirt. Sit in the center of your house and ask the Lord, remove my dirt. Remove my dirt. Does it go? Yeah, Christopher Anna? Huh? Tell me, does it go? Where we have to go? Go to washroom. Sit in the tub. Start the tap, apply the soap, go on rubbing, then it goes. Otherwise, no. So also there are many methods, the word of God, the prayer, the fellowship, taking part in the table, the doctrine of apostles. These are the instruments, or we can say these are the, four anchors for our spiritual growth. So come to the word of God. You don't come to the word of God, then how can you expect? Go to the right place where the word of God is spoken very clearly.
it is not a mixed one, not with milk full of water. In India, you know, 1 liter pure milk means 1 liter water will be there. Not like that. Pure milk. I think in America they don't give like that. What, brother? Do they give? Finish. If they give, means he is finished. That's why pure milk of the word of God is necessary. Now, if we want to be partakers of the divine nature, how can we be? That's why for this year, that wonderful promise. What is that? This is okay. For church, you know, 5:10. Peter. 1 Peter 5:10. So, now you know why God has given the promises. God has given promises to be partakers of his divine nature. If we want to be the partakers of his divine nature, first, the corruption of this world must be removed. Corruption. In order to remove this corruption, God allows different ways. The one way we will see now. See what is there, brother? 5:10. Please. Step by step. Step by step. By the God of all grace, who hath called us unto? First, God has called us unto eternal glory. He has called us to be his children. He has called us. So, because he has called us, second thing, we must suffer a while. We don't want suffering. Easy going, simply sitting, monthly getting. Nowadays Christians, you know, simply sitting, monthly getting. Clean clothes, empty pockets. There are some people, you know, they put on nice. Today, nenu kuda gangareddinaanu. You understand? Why I'm telling you, clean clothes, but empty pockets. Like that people do say. Now, very, very important. That is, after suffering a while, so we have to suffer. You and I have to suffer. How to suffer? Simply going and sitting in the firewood? No. How to suffer means, you need not, you don't worry about it. God knows. What is the cross to be put upon his children? Each one will have a different cross. All are not having the same cross. The suffering of Daniel is different. The suffering of Paul is different. The suffering of Stephen is different. So God allows different kinds of sufferings, different kinds of cross. That's why God says, if anybody wants to follow me, deny himself and take up his cross, not take up all the crosses or all people's cross. We have seen from Luke chapter 14, verse 27. You see that, please? Now, just three promises I will say. Afterwards, we'll close it. Whosoever does not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple. How can you say that prosperity gospel means without problems? How can you expect? Every person, every family, every church must go through. Definitely we must go through. When we don't go through the suffering, the image of Jesus cannot be formed. Never try to escape the sufferings, please. Sufferings, according to God's will, that is a must. I can tell you from my experience, now this is not the time. So in order to be partakers of his divine nature, first we have to be escaped from the corruption, from the dirt of this world. First, we have to be escaped. In order to escape, God has given these precious promises. Then, while God will make you perfect, we have to suffer, then only we will be made perfect. Slowly, slowly, slowly. Just by words, no. So the fellowship, that is the doctrine of apostles, means the doctrine of apostles means the word of God. These are the apostles who are chosen specially for the plantation of the churches and for the propagation of the gospel. These are the founders of the church. Who? Apostles. All are not apostles. Original apostles are 12. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit has chosen some apostles. Don't think all are apostles. No. There are special vessels used by God. So such kind of people only can plant the churches, and that the churches also will expand. So we must know the people through whom God works. Not everyone. See, there are different kinds of instruments God uses. Apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, evangelists. Shepherds and evangelists go together, or teachers. That's the two, like that. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers and shepherds. Teachers and shepherds, one gift. The other three, altogether 4 gifts. For the perfection of the body of Christ and for the edification of the saints. This is very, very important. These 4 important. Not all the people. God uses people in different ways. So now let us come to what I am telling you is, first we have to escape from the corruption. In order to be delivered from the corruption, what is necessary? Pardon? After suffering for a while, that is the first thing. If anybody wants to follow me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Now, let us see 3 more verses. Afterwards, I will close. That's all. You see, 14:25, Acts of Apostle. Just I am giving you verses. This is only an introduction. The rest of the thing will be meditated in due course of time by you. Nothing to worry about it. 14:25, I believe. I'm sorry, 22. Through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of Aneka Sramalan Anubhavinchi Parlokona Cherukovalant. Where is the prosperity gospel here? Aneka Sramalanu. We have to suffer afflictions. Next, you see, just keep it. Only 3 or 4 verses I will show you and close it. Timothy. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 2. 11th verse. 2:11, please. Dead with him. We don't want to die with him. If there is any profit, that is mine. If there is any loss, it is yours. That is the partnership. Is it so? Partnership ante entande, 2 people are doing some business. When the 2 people are doing some business, in case it goes loss, means 2 have to bear, or only 1 person has to bear. Pardon? Both have to bear. Suppose it is profit, they have to share according to the proportion they have put, ratio they have put. So here what is written? Dead with him. That is the principle. We don't want to die. But we want to live. This is what I have been telling. People don't want to suffer. Then how can you expect image of Jesus to be formed? How can you become humble? How can you love others? How can you be patient enough? How can you be kind enough? They're simply words, that's all. All these things have to be escaped. That means we have to get rid of all these things. If it is a suit, we can remove it and put on another one. But this is the nature. This nature cannot be removed like a watch or spectacles. Unless and until the cross is done very deeply in our lives, death doesn't happen. When the death happens, then only life. Charge, recharge. Isn't it? Charge by life. That is, the life of Christ must be charged in us. And what is to be discharged? That the old nature must be discharged. The old nature must be discharged, then only the new nature will be charged. This is the principle. But we don't want the old nature to be discharged. Everyone wants only crown, but not the cross. Only when we bear the cross, then only we will wear the crown. సిలువను మయ్యకపోతే సింహాసనాన్ని అధిష్టించలేం. కష్టపడకపోతే సుఖము లేదు. రోజంతా పనిచేయకపోతే కూలి రాదు. నెలంతా పనిచేయకపోతే జీతం రాదు. బట్ పీపుల్ వాంట్ ఎంజాయ్. హౌ ఈజ్ ఇట్ ప్లీజ్? హౌ ఈజ్ ఇట్? సో మై డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, వాట్ ఐఎమ్ టెల్లింగ్ యూ, for the promise which we have for this year 2018, that is according to Peter 5:10. What is that? Once again, just. But the God of all grace eternal glory by Christ Jesus, he has called you, he has saved you unto his eternal glory. First you have to suffer a while. It is a must. Without traveling pain, a lady cannot beget a child. When I was telling, you know, one fellow got up and said, nowadays there is no necessity of suffering, he said. Why, you know, just one anesthesia they will give and they will cut it and then remove, he said. See, this is the thing. Like that people give answers. Now, first we have to go through. See, simply going through the Bible and leading a life, peaceful life, it is only a religion. It is only a religion, that's all. Only religion. Unless and until we bear the cross, we cannot. That's why 14:27 also tells in Luke Gospel, 14:27. Now we have seen, see, if we die, we will live with him. After a while, we will. That means, for a while we have to suffer. After going through afflictions, we will enter into the kingdom of God. This is a must. This is a must. Then 14:27. Cannot be my disciple. He said, you know, very clearly. And then Hebrews. Now let me come to an end. Hebrews chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 10, 2:10. Many sons unto glory, captain of their salvation. How can we become perfect? Through sufferings. We have to suffer, not simply vomiting or simply repeating. We have to suffer. Then only the virtues of Jesus will be formed in us. Knowledge is different. Life is different. Our life speaks louder than our voice. In all the religions, there are very, very good people. Very, very good people. Never to deny others. అన్ని మతాలు భక్తి కలిగిన వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారంటే మనకంటే భక్తి కలిగిన వాళ్ళు ఉన్నారు. కానీ లోపలుండే గుణం మాత్రం పోదువాయి. దట్ ఈ నేచర్ విల్ నాట్ గో. దట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఇగో, ఇగోయిజం, హేట్రెడ్, లస్ట్ ఆఫ్టర్ ది ఆపోజిట్ సెక్స్, నో, ఇది పోదు. ఇది దట్స్ వై జీసస్ కేమ్ అండ్ గివెన్ అస్ ఫ్రీ గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ సాల్వేషన్. ఇన్ దిస్ గిఫ్ట్ ఆఫ్ సాల్వేషన్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు గ్రో. నౌ లెట్ అస్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు 5:10. Peter 5:10, now closing. While make you perfect, then we will be established, strengthened. That is the thing. So simply we cannot be settled, simply we cannot be strengthened. Simply, we cannot. So, first means, God is calling. So, second thing is, He's allowing the sufferings, the cross. After going through the cross, what happens? He perfects, isn't it? After perfecting, what He does? Establishes. After establishing, He will settle the matter. There ends the matter. Settled, that's all. Problem is solved. One day Jesus will come and we will be glorified. Here itself, we are not going to be glorified 100%. We can grow step by step. We can come to 90%, 95%, 96%, maybe. But 100% we cannot become here. That's why salvation is of three kinds. The three kinds means deliverance from the penalty of sin, deliverance from the power of sin, deliverance from the presence of sin. These are three kinds. Deliverance from the penalty of sin, deliverance from the power of sin, deliverance from the presence of sin. There are three P's. So, my dear brothers and sisters, that is 2018, the promise for the universal church, and especially for our church, it must go through. Please repeat. That means church goes, means this building will go, na? Church means we are the church. We have to go through. When we go through, the old nature will be unloaded and the new nature of Christ, the virtues, will be loaded in us. That is spiritual growth. Then only perfection comes. Then only we will be established and settled. What a wonderful thing. That is my personal experience to some extent. Yet I am in the LKG. That much only I can say. If the Lord Marcus to my iniquities, I cannot stand before Him. That's why I always ask the Lord, Lord, break me, beat me, knead me. Whatever situation you allow, I accept it. Even though it is painful, yet I give Thee thanks. This is what the Lord has been teaching me. So, my dear brothers and sisters, don't expect easy-going life. This cross may be personally. This cross may be through the family. That is through the wife, through the husband, through the in-laws, through the children, to the job, our boss, as our brother has been telling, employer and employee. Isn't it? In so many ways, even through the church also, suffering will come. Suffering will come. In many ways, God deals with us and then removes the old nature and gives us the new nature day by day and transforms us into His likeness. Then we will be established. In so many aspects, we will be settled. God will teach you more and more. So here what is written? Old one, 2017. The good work which has been started in you will be perfected. That will be perfect. So work started, now it is being perfected. Being perfected, how? Through the suffering. When we go through the sufferings, we need the Bible. Suppose the Bible is not there, fellowship is not there, prayer is not there, worship is not there, you know. We are human beings. We become very, very, very much disappointed, depressed. Sometimes we will question the Lord also. Where is God? Why He has done all this? We are human beings. In the Bible it is written. So, my dear brothers and sisters, in this coming new year, if you want to be established, if you want to be settled, you have to be perfected. If you want to be perfected, one of the ways is afflictions. These afflictions are must. Then God will purify and transform us unto His likeness. When we are transformed, that settlement will not be moved. As we say, no, nindukonda, empty vessels make more noise. You see, for small things we get, what I mean to say, BP. We get BP and shoot up sugar also sometimes. I told you number of times, you know, my tooth also is broken. You see, why it is broken, you know, I was so angry. My wife is talking something there. I was in the washroom. So I am shouting at her. I was under the tap. You understand? Then what happened? Just I lifted up like this. These are all the things. It happens. Why should I hide it? Now I learn all the things. Learning. Process. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us be completed. Let us be established. Let us be settled after a while of sufferings. May the Lord teach us much more in order to be settled in our lives. Church means all of us, not one person. You must go, I must go, all must go. Then only we will grow. May the Lord teach you more and more and settle you according to His plan, the blueprint He is having for each one of us. Thank you.